Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our reading and listening, my dear friends, to this durood and salam. Indeed, there are certain important amal that are called amale jum'ah, the actions of jum'ah. And amongst the actions of jum'ah is to recite plenty of durood and salam upon our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Besides that, to read the suratul kahf. It comes in one narration, the person who will read suratul dukhan on this Friday night, Allah ta'ala will make the nikah of that person to the hurs of Jannah, because in that Surah Al-Dukhan, وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ بِحُورٍ عِينٍ, the ayat is mentioned there. Also it is mentioned that the person who will read any surah that starts with a seen, from the, what is called the musabbihat, the surahs that start with sabbaha or yusabbihu, the shortest of which is سَبِّحِشْمَ رَبِّكَ الْأَعْلَى, anyone who reads this surah on a Friday night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all the sins of that person. It doesn't take us more than maximum of 2 minutes to read Sabbihisma Rabbikal A'la, and in exchange for that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prepared to forgive all our sins. And also on this night, this is a night to read a lot of durood and salam, as I mentioned. It is the night to engage in ibadat, in istighfar, in tawbah. The sins of the week we must get forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The weaknesses of this week of ours, we must rectify the weaknesses of the week on a night like this. Put all the mistakes right, repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We, as it is, 6 nights of the week we are spending in so many other activities, some of which are not even permitted and allowed, some of which are clearly haram, some of which are very detrimental to us spiritually. So at least one night in the week, at least one night we bring some balance and we bring some order into our life, and we use at least one night in the week to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make tawbah in earnest, to shed a few tears, to read a few rakats extra salah, and to raise our hands and make a little extra dua. Allah ta'ala's ihsan and fadl, that gatherings of this nature, the zikr majalis, zikr gatherings are taking place in various parts of the country, various parts of the city, in various parts of the country, and people are finding this an opportunity to connect themselves to the zikr and remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. When the zikr majalis were not there, people were lost. Many people didn't exactly know what to do, where to start. At least here in the zikr majalis, collectively, we engage in some amal. A person gets some direction in life. Some emptiness that is in our hearts gets filled. A little, even if it's a few drops, some of a little bit of our spiritual thirst is quenched. Even if it is just one sip or two sips, but at least it is helping to quench our spiritual thirst. A little bit of our spiritual hunger is removed, even if it is one or two morsels that we are getting of spirituality. These majalis, these gatherings, gives us an encouragement, it gives us an impetus. Generally what happens when we are on our own, then what happens is we become very quickly tired. We become weak. But when we see everybody around us doing the same thing, and we say, if that person can sit, and so can sit, then we can also sit. But when we go home, the environment is not conducive. We find we get caught up in things, phones are ringing, and there are other things attracting our attention, and the family is there. So what happens is, in that environment, we get caught up. And many a times, though we set out with a good intention to do a lot of things, but we get consumed by the environment, and we get left doing nothing at all. That is why I mentioned this so many times before also, and I'm saying it again, jo ghar gaya, wo gir gaya. You went home and then you fell down, finished. Now, you don't find that environment, you don't find that encouragement. People in the house are laughing, joking, talking. Some people are engaged in some other activities, others are falling asleep. So you think to yourself now, how am I going to do something different from everyone else? You get caught up, you get involved in those things that are the environment that is prevailing in the house. Of course, if we went home and we found everybody reading, and we found everybody making zikr, and everybody reading durood and salam, and everybody reading nafil namaz, automatically we would also want to do the same thing. Like how on big night when you go back home, you still have enthusiasm to do ibadat. Why? Because the ladies in the house, the children in the house, everybody is doing something, so you feel, now the environment is there. But if that environment is not there, it is difficult to sustain that spirituality. So this is why with this zikr, majalis are held. Really the purpose of it is to give us that little bit of encouragement and opportunity. Many may not have this opportunity, won't get this opportunity. So, this is a small opportunity for us to connect up again, to link up again with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to become serious about our ultimate destination, the qabr, to start making a little bit of fikr for akhirat, to at least bring Allah's name on our tongues, at least to recite few verses of the Quran Sharif. This is what happens in the majalis of zikr. Allah Ta'ala keep us always connected to the majalis of zikr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a means of enlightening our hearts. And these majalis of zikr, a lot of virtues have been mentioned about it in the ahadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He has enlightened the majalis of zikr to gardens. That majalis of zikri riyadul jannah. That إِذَا مَرَرْتُمْ بِرِيَاضِ الْجَنَّةِ فَارْتَعُوا. When you pass by a garden of Jannah, which gardens of Jannah are on earth here? There's no gardens of Jannah on earth. That gardens of Jannah which are promised to us, which inshallah we will get, which Allah Ta'ala mentioned so many times in the Quran Sharif, جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. Umpteen times it has been mentioned in the Quran about those gardens where rivers are flowing beneath them. So those gardens are not here in this world. So which are the gardens of Jannah in this world? The gatherings of zikr are the gardens of Jannah. Because what will a person experience in the gardens of Jannah? Complete peace, tranquility, sukoon, happiness, the removal of all sorrows, worries, anxiety, depression, all those things are removed. And the enjoyment of complete peace and serenity. Removal of all forms of grief are gone. And happiness at its ultimate is experienced in the gardens of Jannah. So here the zikr majalis are called gardens of Jannah because we get a small taste of what we will experience in Jannah. If we are sitting here in this majalis of zikr, and we are enjoying the atmosphere, we are enjoying listening to the words of durood and salam, we're enjoying reading the durood and salam, we're enjoying being part of this gathering, we're enjoying the kalam, the natiya kalam, the ash'ar, etc. We're enjoying the zikrullah, enjoying the dua and raising our hands before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we have got a small taste of what it will be, what the gardens of Jannah will be. So these gatherings have been called Riyadul Jannah, gardens of Jannah. What is Riyadh? Where's another Riyazul Jannah? Riyazul Jannah is also in Madinah Munawwara. Ma bayna qabri wa mimbari rawdatun min riyadil jannah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, between my qabr and between my mimbar, the green carpeted area, that is a garden from the gardens of Jannah. Now why that has been called a garden of Jannah? It has been called a garden of Jannah because the same reason we experience the taste of Jannah in Madinah. That sukoon, that raha, that aram, that ecstasy, that joy, which cannot be described in words and people cannot understand what we are saying until they have not tasted of it. So that same what we experience in Riyadul Jannah, a small taste of that we will get in these small Riyadul Jannahs. These small gatherings of zikr is also called Riyadul Jannah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called that Riyazul Jannah, and he called these gatherings of zikr also Riyazul Jannah. So we also got a green carpet here, but this is obviously different green carpet we're talking about. But the point is this, that the connection is there. See how the connection is. Gatherings of zikr are connected to Riyazul Jannah, and that Riyazul Jannah is connected to the gardens of Jannah, subhanallah. So in this way we are linked to Jannah. We are linked to Medina. And from Medina we are linked to Jannah. So indeed, these gatherings of zikr, these are great blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gatherings of zikr used to take place there also. And this is in emulation of those gatherings of zikr. There also sahaba ikram used to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They used to recite many various forms of askar. And this was a common thing in the sahaba ikram. Many used to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was a sahabi, Hazrat Zul Bujadain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, used to make loud zikr. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu one day objected. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, leave him, let him continue making the zikr. In fact, certain people used to make loud zikr until the hypocrites and munafiqs started saying, these people are mad people. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Uskurullah hatta yuqalu majnoon. Remember Allah ta'ala till you are, it is said you are a majnoon, you are a madman. You go on diwana. You know what they say, diwana? Diwana is a person who goes mad. Diwana goes mad in what? Goes mad in muhabbat of someone. What is a person who's making a lot of zikr? What is he? He's a diwana. He's gone mad in what? In love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's such an ashik of Allah ta'ala. He's such a lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he is consumed by the remembrance of Allah, by the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gets great enjoyment and pleasure in taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So sahaba ikram were like that. They were people who were immersed in the zikr of Allah ta'ala. They had the halqas of zikr, gatherings of zikr. And this was found in all the pious elders, in all the khankas, in all their gatherings of the akabirin and the pious elders. They used to have these majalis of zikr. Allah ta'ala connect us to these majalis, keep us linked to these majalis, and bring our dead hearts alive in these majalis. These are the majalis on which the rains of Allah's rahmat is descending. And when those rains fall, then it's not the flowers that start growing, but it is the flowers of the heart that start blossoming. These rains fall on the dead heart, and the dead heart comes to life. So, inshallah, now we will ask Maulana Mustafa Kamil Sahib to render a few Naatiya Kalam in praise of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is also part and parcel of bringing our iman strong and making us, you know, creating in us a zeal and enthusiasm, creating in us an encouragement, softening of our hearts and making our hearts inclined to the ishq of Allah and Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially when the kalam is not just the kalam of some ordinary poet, but it is the kalam of a ashik of Allah. It is a kalam of arif of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one who has recognized an Allah wala poet. Then the nisbat of Allah ta'ala is found in the poetry of Allah wala. The noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is found in the kalam of these people. Why? Because their hearts were linked with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore the feeling is different. Why? Because they wrote it with that feeling. And whoever listens to it will get a bit or a glimpse of what they had in their hearts when they compose this poetry.